There are probably enough crumbs down there to keep it going for months. Scarpo dropped into a chair, put his head on his hands, and began to rock back and forth, wailing like a siren. For pity's sake, Peyton clamped his hands over his ears. Charlie, find my phone. Peyton had bought himself a mail-order mobile phone, which he used primarily for ordering books. Although, now and again, ill-fitting garments would arrive, only to be hastily sent back. Charlie eventually found his uncle's mobile and buried under a mound of paper on the desk. What are you going to do? He asked, handing his uncle the phone. I'm going to call Mr. Onimus, he said, dialing a number. The cats will sort this out. The cats? They'll kill it, said Charlie. His uncle took no notice. Mr. Onimus, he said. Peyton, you beam here. We have a problem, Charlie and I and, someone else. You should be very grateful if you can bring the famous flames to see us. If they are available, of course. He paused with a light musical voice, while a light musical voice came leaking out of the mobile. They are? Splendid! Speed would be appreciated, thank you. Scarpo had stopped wailing and was now watching Peyton with interest. Thy fingers have a magic touch, he said. He said, wagging his own finger at the mobile. Yes, you could say that, said Peyton agreed, avoiding Charlie's eye. Now then, Mr. Scarpo, patience is required. Soon a good friend of ours will arrive with help. In the meantime, I would be very obliged if you would keep quiet. As you are aware, I am none too well, and any more noise might finish me off. Thank you. The sorcerer listened attentively to Peyton's speech. He was obviously impressed. Now and again he hummed under his breath, but apart from that, the room was so quiet you could hear a clock. You could hear a clock Peyton had mislaid ticking from the inside of the cupboard. The house was quiet too until Amy Bone came home from work. Charlie went down to the kitchen to let his mother know what was going on. He spoke so fast, it all came out in a muddled rush, but Mrs. Bone soon got the gist of what Charlie was trying to say. The page number of the passage I chose to read, the page is, are 251 and 252, and I chose to read that passage because it creates an image in creates an interesting image in my head, and I can almost place myself in Charlie's shoes.